Marissa Donovan with the Up North Report. With financial pressures mounting all around them, Midwestern farmers are increasingly entering bankruptcy territory. But a new analysis says with the right land management strategy, there's still hope. Economists say rising input costs for fertilizer, made worse by the war with Iran, global trade disputes, and depressed grain prices are weighing down profits. The Minnesota Farmers Union's Samuel Porter is researching the topic. He says the conventional wisdom is that farms should expand acreage and yields to boost profits, but the information he's gathering suggests otherwise.
If you're pouring all your money and extending and you have really big costs for expensive equipment in order to meet these growing operations, that might actually drive profitability down.
Porter says increasing profits by scaling up is still possible, but it mostly comes down to farmers staying in tune with what their land needs. That includes monitoring soil health, choosing the right equipment, and avoiding excess fertilizer use. When it comes to yields, Porter says there's a 45% revenue gap between the highest and lowest performing farms. The Midwest saw a 70% increase in farm bankruptcies last year. Porter stresses that a smart yield strategy doesn't guarantee success, with weather and other variables to consider. He also acknowledges that long-term planning might not help a farmer in crisis right now, but it could protect a producer's bottom line during the next crisis.
If you are going to continue farming, what do you have to be more strategic about? What can you learn from the more profitable farms in order to be more resilient?
Porter's latest analysis also indicates that strong marketing is associated with higher profits. To keep family farms from going bankrupt, he says working with an advisor to pitch their crops to many different customers and markets, along with the right timing, might steer them to better prices. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Crow Wing County officials are warning residents impacted by the Flanders fire to beware of scam artists and identity thieves. Scams can involve tree cleanup, roof and siding repair, or smoke damage. To avoid scams, avoid paying in cash and don't allow work to begin until a contract is signed. A 3-day cooling off period is required by state law. Residents should also request to see contractor licenses, look up the contractor business and references, and ask their insurance company for an inspection to verify damage. Federal Emergency Management Agency warns that phony housing inspectors can claim to be from FEMA to inspect damage. FEMA advises homeowners to ask to see an identification badge and that their inspectors do not request money to complete inspections. The Board of Trustees for the Minnesota State Colleges and University System has named a new interim president for Central Lakes College in Brainerd. Kimberly Lynch will begin the role July 1st. She is currently the Associate Vice Chancellor for Educational Development and Technologies at Minnesota State. During her time as Associate Vice Chancellor, Lynch has also served in other interim positions, including as Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs at Northwest Technical College in Bemidji. Governor Tim Walz announced a new Chief Justice for the state's highest court. Theodora Gaitis will assume the position as Chief Justice on October 1st. She has served on the state's Supreme Court since 2024 after serving 4 years in the Court of Appeals. She will be the first public defender to ever serve in the role. Outgoing Chief Justice Natalie Hudson says Gaitis is a, quote, outstanding choice, reflecting their mutual time as practicing attorneys as being frequent legal adversaries. Walz also named Reynaldo Aligata to fill the Supreme Court vacancy that will open upon Gaitis' promotion. Aligata was appointed as a Ramsey County District Court judge in 2019. The University of Minnesota Extension's private well education program is offering free drinking water test kits for Minnesota households that rely on private well water. Free water test kits will be available at the U of M Extension office in Brainerd between 8 and 1 on June 9th or Emily City Hall between 8 and 1 on June 10th. Test kits must be returned to these locations between 6 and 1 on June 16th. After participants receive their test results, they will be invited to a workshop. Registration is required for this event. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.